part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision. We say good morning to Rodney Wan. Rodney, thanks for calling in this morning.
Certainly. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Doing good.
How are you doing this morning?
Good. Not bad. So you think that piped in crowd noise, is there any bias going on with that, you think?
Absolutely. I don't know who's in charge of it. I don't know if it's the TV stations or the producers.
I would imagine the home crowd's got a lot to say about that.
Yeah.
I would think that, yeah, they kind of got control over that.
There'd
be a little bias in that before it's all over.
Yeah, and that's all right.
Speaking of which, are we gonna boo or cheer our latest numbers?
we should be cheering.
Good.
We should be happy and encouraging at the same time. We definitely have been doing well the last few days. Unfortunately, we did have one additional death, I think, over the weekend numbers come in. But for the past week or so, our numbers have gone increasingly down. So then our positivity rate has gone lower, and we're hovering around, I think, just at or over a 2%, which is great compared to where we have been at times. So hats off to everybody in the community that's contributing to that. We're at that point today roughly where we've been about 2 weeks since the Labor Day weekend, and we did not see a huge spike. So we were either very fortunate or we have a lot more folks that are finally, you know, hearing the message that, you know, we need to protect ourselves and be vigilant. So
we haven't had people from Sturgis and Lake of the Ozarks on motorcycle rides recently.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Right. And like I say, I would like to think in the side of positivity and think that it's because we were fortunate, lucky, but that we were actually have folks that are, you know, pay attention to what we've been saying. So, I think we're doing well. That's good for the schools, that's good for the community, and good for the long-term care facilities. So.
Do we have another big hurdle coming up here that you're going to be looking at to see, okay, maybe we can start thinking some positive things instead of bouncing back and forth?
I think the next hurdle for us remains how well we prepare for the flu season, only because that will impact, whether there's additional positive cases or not, that will impact the number of folks that have to be excluded from work and school if they have any signs and symptoms. I think that would be, you know, we're waiting now, as everyone is, for vaccines. And again, there's major challenges with you know, the idea of a vaccine. You know, one being that everything that we're looking at currently is that it may be a two-dose type thing with 21 days in between. So that raises, you know, your challenges. But, you know, if we can get through from about now until late November with keeping our numbers of flu cases down for two reasons. One, because of folks perhaps being excluded from work or school because its signs and symptoms are similar. But also, you know, real flu cases make a burden on our healthcare system. And, you know, while our hospital's done very well, the last thing we want to see is they start to have trouble in the latter part of the fall this year. So,
have you been told how to maybe use propaganda? I hate to use the word propaganda on Monday morning, but I'm going to do it. You know, how to basically promote this, you know, thing going the right way, if, you know, kind of encourage people to go ahead and get, you know, get the flu shot. Go ahead and get, so they can go ahead and get the, you know, lack of fear of the vaccine not working if it doesn't.
Sure, sure. Well, and fortunately for us, the State Department of Health is raising both of those campaigns right now. They're out there hitting the media airwaves and the media television with you know, information about flu vaccine and dispelling rumors and myths about it. And they're talking, you know, in terms of, you know, the fact of reducing, you know, the morbidity of the flu this year. But they're also already starting to talk about, you know, that idea that we're not going to see a vaccine come out unless we're confident, because we know more than anyone that if this COVID vaccine comes out and it's not successful, that would have an impact on other vaccines in the future. So it's challenging times for public health. We only see about 35%, I think, or 40% of folks take the flu shot normally, and and we'd like to see that be upwards of, you know, 60% this year. So, just because of the COVID situation.
Right. And the other thing of it is, if the vaccine does not work, the psyche on the public is really going to take a hit.
Oh, huge, huge, and that's why it's more critical than ever to make sure that we don't rush that, and to make sure that we have local elected officials and public health working together when it is available, to make sure that it's readily accessible by everybody, and that, you know, that we're out there showing by leadership that it, you know, that we're confident that it's been properly developed. So we got some huge hurdles still.
Okay.
But it seems like our community's listening. I know, you know, one thing about the vaccine, and we're already planning, you know, for it in many stages of, you know, having to do the vaccine in the future here is, you know, we've worked with Daryl Sanders, our EMA director, in the past during H1N1. He's been a huge resource for us, and he continues to be that, you know, coming this year with the COVID. So I want to thank him, and I know he's very versed in what we have to do when it comes to vaccines later on. So my confidence in him and the fact that he's going to help us be successful in that here in the future. So,
hey, Rodney, I had one question about the vaccine. It seems like even that is being turned political.
Sure.
And I'm just trying to figure out who should we listen to when a vaccine comes out as far as whether we can trust it or not? Do you think you'll see both Democrats and Republicans and CDC people come together and say, here we are, this is what we got? Or do you think if the Trump administration comes out with something, the Democrats will say, whoa, we don't trust that?
I think with as far as the political parties go, that the American public should listen to the political parties about political things. I do not think that the public's health and medicine fall into that category. At this point, the CDC appointed directors are not necessarily following along what would be the traditional. I did notice that they have kind of rebounded back and started to contradict what the politicians are saying here in the last probably week. I would say we want to listen to Dr. Fauci. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that him and Dr. Osterholm, those are the two gentlemen that I listen to, and Dr. I think it's Hortek. They are the ones that are the experts. They are the ones that are out of what I would consider that political realm, where they weren't necessarily appointed by this particular administration. They've been long-standing individuals. They've been in other administrations. So we need to listen to the scientists and the medical professionals when we're talking about COVID. So that's the bottom line, and I think unfortunately we haven't done so in the past. And I think the politicians need to concentrate on all the other things in the world in our country that need to be fixed.
Yeah, they got plenty to talk about, don't they?
Yes, they do not need to worry about. There are plenty of items that they need to address, and I think that they should start putting their efforts towards that. So.
Well, Rodney, we appreciate your time as always. Is there anything else you want to leave us with this morning?
Again, we would like to give one big shout out once again, as we are now out at the fairgrounds doing our vaccine, and we will be doing so throughout all of this current year. But we wanted to thank the Christian Life Church for their assistance to the community for the last, all of September and a couple weeks in August for making their facility available. That was a huge benefit to the community. So,
all right, thank you, Rodney. We'll catch you next time around.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Have a safe day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you. That's Rodney Wan as part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.